And we have Ruth Schurschlick.
Schurschlick, yeah.
There you go, with us now. With your, the name of your business is Feed the Stripe. So we're going to let you give your elevator pitch to us now.
So Feed the Stripe, we sell car parts, high-performance racing parts online and at the track. We focus on drag racing. My husband and I have been involved in drag racing for over 20 years, and we finally decided that we kind of wanted to take it to the next level and get more involved in actually having it as a business and not just a hobby.
Okay, as a hobby, as in you were racing?
Yep.
Okay. And now as a business, you're selling these parts. Okay. So you're a month old as a business?
Yeah, we formed our LLC in November, but we've been actively selling parts since late April.
Okay. And it's all online or at the track?
Both. Yeah. A majority of it is on our website, but we also sell parts at the drag racetrack.
Okay. So tell me how you determined this was a need.
Well, just being very involved in the industry and just knowing all the people, and we travel quite a bit to tracks all over the Midwest and even sometimes on the West Coast. And so we could really see that there was a need for expertise. So that's kind of our niche, is our expertise in drag racing. We not only sell the parts, but we also, you know, have the technical knowledge to help the customer find the best part that will work for their specific car and their goals.
Give me an example of some parts that are needed. I'm just picturing a car, you know. For me, a tire is a tire.
Yeah. So I would say probably one of the biggest products we sell is carburetors. So a lot of the classic muscle cars are not fuel injected, so they use the Holley carburetor. There's different carburetors. There's a thermal quad. And so even within the carburetors, there's lots of different settings that customers need depending on their setup and what their goal is, but there's different jets and all kinds of different things within that. So just helping them find the carburetor in this case that's going to meet their needs best based on their whole race car setup and what they're working with.
And so you really help personalize the parts?
Yes. Yep. Every race car is different, and every driver even kind of has a different goal and maybe a different level of how involved they want to be in. And there's even differences within the different classes. There's super gas and stock eliminator and each of those. So the needs of each customer is very custom depending on the make and model of their vehicle and the class that they're racing in.
And it can give you an edge. A few seconds is all it takes, right?
A few hundredths of a second.
Oh. I need to get out more.
So yeah.
Drag racing, where is that really happening?
Most recently, a track just opened in Ottawa, Iowa. It's about 100 miles south of Sioux Falls. That track opened this year. There's a track in Marion, South Dakota, Thunder Valley. They just celebrated their 50th year. And then we also travel to larger national tracks in Topeka, Brainerd, Chicago, Denver. And occasionally we'll go out to the West Coast to Pomona and Sonoma and some of those, Las Vegas and Phoenix.
And are these dirt tracks or they're cement?
It's cement. It's a straight quarter mile. So drag racing is just straight. You don't turn at all.
It's just a straight shot. Two cars at a time?
Two cars at a time. Although Vegas just built a four wide. So they opened that this year for the first time. So four cars go at once. But 99.9% of drag strips are two cars at a time.
And how did this become your passion?
My husband and my brothers. I grew up with three brothers, and they were always wrenching on cars. I was the only girl, so I was kind of a tomboy. And then I met my husband. We've been married 23 years, and he was already totally into drag racing. And so I just kind of picked up the hobby with him. It's been great for our family. It really is a wonderful family experience. We go with our son, and all our friends are out there, and there's grandmas racing and grandkids. And,
Do you race, too?
Yes, I race also.
Yep. You're not just wrenching on cars.
Nope. I'm driving, too.
Okay. Okay, so I would assume, and I'm making this assumption, that, the car parts that are out there, right, and available aren't really muscle car kind of parts. So it is a specialty niche kind of market.
Exactly, yep. It's very specialized. You can't go down to AutoZone and pick up the things that you need and get the expertise that you need to get the right part.
To personalize it.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Ruth, I want to thank you for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me.
And taking time and being here, and we'll keep following your business.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.